前几天呢，我聊到 LV 起诉茉莉奶白的时候。
A few days ago, I talked about how LV sued Jollibee.
评论区有人说，奶茶算什么？LV。
Someone in the comment section said that milk tea is nothing compared to LV.
LV 你有胆子就干一票大的。
If you have the courage, do something big.
结果谁也没有想到，
Unexpectedly,
人家就真干了一票大的。
they really did a lot of big things.
就在大家看这条视频的今天
On the day that everyone is watching this video,
，LV 起诉国家知识产权局的行政诉讼在北京正式开庭了。
the administrative lawsuit against the state Intellectual Property Administration, CIPR, has officially opened in Beijing.
案件呢是广东一名自然人申请了一个四叶花卉的商标，使用在皮具类别。
The case involves a natural person in Guangdong applying for a trademark for four-leaf flower in the category of leather goods.
LV 认为这个图案和自己的这个经典老花图案高度近似。
LV believes that this pattern is highly similar to his classic old-fashioned floral pattern.
于是向国家知识产权局提交商标无效宣告申请。
Therefore, a trademark invalidation application was submitted to the National Intellectual Property Administration.
就是你还在注册呢。
You're still registering.
LV 宣告说，
LV announced that
你这个是无效的。
this is invalid.
但是国家知识产权局最终裁定说，并不构成近似，维持商标合法有效的原判。LV 呢？
However, the National Intellectual Property Administration ultimately ruled that it did not constitute a valid and legally effective trademark LV.
不认同这个裁定结果。
I disagree with this ruling.
提起了行政诉讼。
Filed a lawsuit.
被告是国家知识产权局商标注册的这个自然人。
The defendant is a natural person registered with the State Intellectual Property Administration, SIPO, for trademark.
作为第三人参与庭审，这个和茉莉奶白侵权案有本质的区别。
There is a fundamental difference between being the third party involved in this case and the Jasmine Milk White infringement lawsuit.
因为起诉茉莉奶白属于民事诉讼。
Because the lawsuit against Jolie Milk is a civil lawsuit,
就是一方主张
，One side advocates,
另一方经营行为构成了商标侵权。
The other party's actions constitute trademark infringement.
那么我要求经济赔偿。
Therefore, I demand compensation.
而本次他是起诉一个国家机关。
And this time, it is suing a government agency.
它属于行政诉讼，诉求。
It belongs to administrative litigation claims.
不是要求经济赔偿。
Not requesting for economic compensation.
它的深层含义在于说，LV 不认可监管机关做出的监管决定。
Its underlying meaning is that LV does not agree with the regulatory agency's decision.
认为行政机关商标评审标准不符合自己的期望。
I believe that the trademark examination standards of administrative agencies do not meet my expectations.
希望通过司法程序推翻监管机关的行政裁定。
I hope to overturn the administrative decision of the regulatory agency through legal proceedings.
倒逼监管。
Force regulation.
按照自己的主张来划定商标权利的边界。
Define the boundaries of trademark rights according to one's own views.
通俗的来讲
，In simple terms,
起诉商户是索要赔偿，起诉主管机关是给你立规矩。
Suing businesses is demanding compensation. Suing government agencies is setting rules.
他想要介入商标审查的尺度界定。
He wants to intervene in the definition of standards for trademark examination.
一旦 LV 胜诉了
Once LV wins,
那么后续大量的同类图形商标的审查标准都会受到连锁的影响。
Therefore, the subsequent large number of similar trademark applications will be affected by this precedent.
只要监管机关做出不利于他自己的决定，
As long as the regulatory authorities make a decision that is unfavorable to him,
他就可以通过诉讼的方式提出挑战。
He can challenge it through litigation.
简单的说，监管的规矩由他来定。
In simple terms, he sets the rules for regulation.
而且这不是 LV 第一次告监管，有据可查。
Furthermore, this is not the first time LV has filed a complaint against regulators with verifiable evidence.
这已经是第六次了。
This is the sixth time.
前五次 LV 是三胜两负啊。
The first five matches were three wins and two losses.
所以这一次虽然近期 LV 是风口浪尖。
So, even though LV has been in the spotlight recently,
但人家还真不一定会输。
But people really don't always know how to lose.
围绕 LV 试图垄断传统纹样的这个问题呢，
Regarding the issue of LV attempting to monopolize traditional patterns,
很多博主都已经说过了。
Many bloggers have already said,
官媒也清晰地表达了立场。
The official media also clearly stated their position.
我就不再重复了。
I won't repeat it.
但是我出于好奇心啊。
But out of curiosity,
我就查了一下今天这场备受关注的行政诉讼。
I checked the highly anticipated administrative lawsuit today.
究竟是 LV 自己内部的法务团队直接去推进的呢？
Is it the LV internal legal team that directly pushed it forward?
还是委托了外部律所来做的？
Still outsourced to an external law firm.
结果
Result.
不出我所料
As I expected,
本次案件的全部诉讼事务是由一家长期合作的北京律师事务所来负责的。
All legal matters in this case were handled by a long-term cooperating law firm based in Beijing.
而这家律所常年承接 LV 在全国各地批量的商标维权案件。
In addition, this law firm has been continuously handling large-scale trademark infringement lawsuits for LV across the country.
所以看到这儿
So, seeing this here,
整条事件运行的逻辑链条其实就很清晰了。
The logic chain of the entire event is actually very clear.
大家应该记得前段时间热度很高的遇见小面
Everyone should remember the recently popular meet Zairo Mayan.
起诉于见小面那个事件。
The case is related to the incident of seeing each other.
当时舆论全面发酵以后
Once the public opinion had fully fermented,
于见小面
met Zairo Mayan.
迫于公众巨大的压力
Under immense public pressure,
不仅主动撤诉公开
Not only did they actively withdraw
致歉
Apology
把商标送给这个于见小面
Give the trademark to this little face
对吧
Right
对外发布的整改内容中有一条细节
One of the details in the content released to the public is
很多人可能都忽视了叫企业解除和外包律所的全部合作。
Many people may overlook the complete termination of cooperation with law firms that are outsourced by companies.
哎
,Oh,
你看接连多起商标争议的事件里
I've been following the recent spate of trademark disputes.
你总能看到一个词叫外包律所，什么意思？
You always see a term called outsourcing law firm, and you want to know what it means.
这并不是巧合。
This is not a coincidence.
这背后是知识产权维权圈盛行多年的一种商业运作模式。
This is behind a business operation model that has been prevalent in the field of intellectual property rights protection for many years.
叫做风险代理。
Called risk proxy.
很多观众对这个模式并不熟悉啊。
Many viewers are not familiar with this patent.
风险代理简单说就是这个律所主动找到 LV 啊。
In simple terms, the law firm proactively contacted LV.
他帮 LV 去打这个商标维权的官司。
He helped LV to win this trademark infringement lawsuit.
如果败诉，他是不收钱的。
If he loses, he won't take any money.
所有成本就由这个律所来承担。
All costs will be borne by this law firm.
但如果胜诉了，拿到和解金或者法院的赔偿以后
，However, if you win and receive a settlement or court compensation,
那么律所会按照约定的比例
，Then the law firm will follow the agreed ratio,
从赔偿金中再去分成
，Take a share from the compensation.
那么由于他败诉是不收钱的。
Therefore, since he lost the lawsuit, he will not receive any money.
所以胜诉他收的这个比例就会更高。
Therefore, the proportion he receives will be higher.
这套机制对于品牌方来讲是挺好的。
This mechanism is quite good for brands.
因为对他来说是零成本。
Because for him, it was zero cost.
他不需要去招多余的法务人员。
He doesn't need to hire additional legal staff.
没有诉讼成本。
No litigation costs.
他只需要出具一个授权文件。
He only needs to provide a permit.
就会有专业的团队。
There will be a professional team.
主动的。
Proactive.
全网全国到处去搜寻各种疑似侵权的商标去诉讼。
Search throughout the country to find various trademarks that may infringe and then sue.
而律所这个时候有充足的积极性。
And the law firm is currently full of enthusiasm.
本着是宁可错杀也不放过的原则。
Based on the principle of better to kill innocents than let a guilty person go free.
一碗面条。
A bowl of noodles.
一杯奶茶
A cup of milk tea
一个小区围墙上的花纹
A patent on a fence in an apartment complex
所有的东西都不放过
Don't miss anything
再小他也是肉啊
He's small, but he still has meat
因为利益分配规则直接会决定你的行为导向
Because the rules of interest allocation directly determine your behavior orientation.
对于这个律所而言
For this law firm,
他想要扩大营收
He wants to increase revenue.
他就要尽可能的增加案件的基数
He is trying to increase the number of cases as much as possible.
工业化流程
Industrial process.
起诉，就算败诉了，也没有太多损失。
Even if you lose the lawsuit, there won't be much loss.
于是广撒网，批量筛选商标就会成为常态。
Therefore, casting a wide net and batch screening trademarks will become commonplace.
五年中 ，LV 发起了相关诉讼。
In 2018, LV filed a related lawsuit.
是1691起
199
这还不包括他这次告监管这种行政诉讼
This doesn't include the administrative lawsuit he filed against regulators this time
平均每 1.3 天就有一起遇见小面
On average, I meet one small face every 3 days.
当时其实也是一样的。
At that time, it was also the same.
所以你能理解为什么当时8000块的赔偿金，上百亿市值的上市公司。
So, can you understand why a compensation of 80 million yuan for a company with billions of market value was considered too low?
他也不肯错过。
He wouldn't miss it.
因为这个律所他不想错过。
Because he doesn't want to miss this opportunity.
4000块的分成啊。
4000 yuan in commission.
讲到这儿。
At this point,
我相信大家能够读懂一个核心矛盾。
I believe everyone can understand a core contradiction.
就是网络上所有的舆论压力、负面评价。
All the online public opinion and negative reviews.
最终会指向品牌主体这个 LV, 持续不断的嘲讽和争议。
Ultimately, it points to the brand's core, LV. This is a continuous mockery and controversy that LV has been facing.
最终由品牌全盘来承受。
Ultimately, the brand bears all the responsibility.
但真正来积极推动诉讼的恰恰是背后分成获利的这个外包律所。
However, it is the outsourcing law firm that is actually driving the active litigation with the profit from the split.
你们骂 LV 关我啥事儿啊?
What do you mean? I'm saying that LV is irrelevant to me.
对吧?
Right?
我打我的官司。
I'm suing.
你这也就能理解从茉莉奶白这个事儿开始。
Can you understand that this started with the Jasmine Milk Tea incident?
甚至人民日报都已经公开发生了。
Even People's Daily has publicly occurred.
可能换我的话。
Maybe I should change my words.
我就偃旗息鼓一段时间。
I will withdraw and remain silent for a while.
但在这种风口浪尖之下。
Under this storm.
为什么品牌依旧头铁，对吧？
Why do brands still stubbornly stick to their guns?
顶着舆情，坚持发起对国家知识产权局的行政诉讼。
Despite the public outcry, they persisted in initiating an administrative lawsuit against the state Intellectual Property Administration CIPER.
因为对于风险代理模式下的这个律所而言，
Because for a law firm operating under the risk-sharing model,
舆情大观
public opinion,
我啥事儿
What's up?
那是你 LV 的事儿
That's your LV.
你们骂你的
You are scolding.
我打我的官司
I'm suing.
只要存在胜诉的
As long as there is a winning case,
可能我就会坚持打下去。
I might just keep going.
当然了
Of course.
我这么说并不是替 LV 在开脱。
I'm not saying this to defend LV.
因为律所一切的诉讼行为全部是你委托的嘛。
Since all the litigation activities of the law firm are entirely based on your entrustment.
都是建立在你正式委托书面授权的基础之上。
All are based on your formal written authorization.
所有维权的策略
All strategies for resolving disputes.
最终也需要品牌方去认可
Ultimately, the brand also needs to recognize it.
在传统纹样保护边界这件舆论焦点的议题上
On the issue of protecting traditional cultural symbols,
LV 自身应当承担的责任是没有任何理由可以推卸的。
LV should bear all the responsibilities that it is responsible for.
但当我们看待整个事件的时候
However, when we look at the whole event,
不能止步于此。
We can't stop here.
众多律所依托这种风险代理机制
Many law firms rely on this risk-sharing mechanism.
持续开展包揽诉讼的牟利行为
Continuing to engage in the profit-making behavior of handling lawsuits through outsourcing，
是催生大量的过度维权案件不可忽视的重要推手。
It is an important factor that leads to a large number of excessive litigation cases。
我们可以想见啊
，We can imagine，
这种运营模式绝非个例。
This operating model is not an isolated case。
难道只有遇见小麦和 LV 吗
？Is it just about meeting Zero Meyer and LV？
不可能啊
！Impossible，
对吧
？Right。
大量的以 C 端产品为主的企业都会采用近似的这种外包维权的方案。
A large number of companies that are primarily focused on C-end products will adopt similar outsourcing dispute resolution schemes.
只是说绝大多数冲突还没有进入公众视野。
Most conflicts have not yet entered the public eye.
没有形成全网的热议。
Did not become a hot topic on the whole internet.
你就不知道，长期以来啊。
You wouldn't know.
每当类似商标过度维权的事件
，Whenever there is a similar trademark infringement case，
爆发，舆论的焦点几乎都集中在这个品牌上。
The focus of the public outcry has almost been entirely on this brand.
可在我看来
，In my opinion，
后续啊，监管层面需要审视，媒体舆论需要持续关注的不只有品牌方。
What's next? The regulatory authorities need to review. The media needs to continue paying attention. It is not only the brand side that needs to be concerned about.
那些在利益驱动之下不断的鼓动诉讼，无限的扩大维权边界。
Those who constantly incite lawsuits driven by self-interest.
把法律维权异化成盈利生意的诉讼机构
，Turn legal rights protection into a profit-making business of litigation agencies。
有那些律所同样应该纳入公众监督的范围。
These laws should also be subject to public scrutiny。
中国有句古话啊
，There's an old Chinese saying，
叫识时务的。
Call me Xi Xi。
不对啊
No, I don't think so.
叫医者好治
Call the doctor.
不病以为功
Not to be sick is a success.
意思是部分医生热衷于给无病的人治病来彰显自身医术的高明。类似的逻辑
The meaning is that some doctors are keen on treating patients who have no illness in order to demonstrate their high level of medical skills.
你放到知识产权这个领域
，You are placed in the field of intellectual property.
维权原本的初衷是维护公平有序的市场环境。
The original intention of advocating for rights is to maintain a fair and orderly market environment.
目的是惩治侵权行为。
The purpose is to punish infringement.
知识产权保护呢是市场经济不可或缺的制度基石。
Knowledge property protection is an indispensable cornerstone of the market economy.
我们当然是支持正当合法的维权行动的。
We definitely support legitimate and legal protests.
但是任何权利都存在一个边界。
However, every right has a boundary.
权利的行使
Exercising rights.
不能没有节制
No moderation.
更不能借助诉讼的手段
cannot rely on litigation as a means
挤压公众的空间
squeeze public space
侵占
occupation
属于全体社会的传统文化符号资源
a resource of traditional cultural symbols belonging to the entire society
更何况你每一起诉讼都会占用公共资源
Moreover, each lawsuit consumes public resources.
最终消耗的是整个社会的治理成本。
Ultimately, the cost is borne by society as a whole.
这是我们应当反思的。约直播。
This is the New York line that we should reflect on.
咱们直播间接着聊。
Let's continue the conversation in our live stream.